Austin Stolick, head football coach there. We've a Rockets joining Casey Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network ahead of their game on Friday night against Exira EHK. And, Coach, you guys got the chance to go down to Audubon scrimmage, Fremont Mills and Audubon last weekend, or on Friday, I should say. You guys, you know, we talked a little bit before. You guys learned quite a bit about yourselves, you know, thought your defense was going to be pretty good, and it looked like it was, you know, on Friday. So what else did you really learn from your guys' selves, you know, last weekend, like on that Friday night scrimmage against Audubon and Fremont Mills?
Yeah, it was a good scrimmage for us, Casey. Fine tune some things. We've been able to work on things most of the summer, but it was nice to kind of fine tune some of that. As far as, you know, defensively, I thought our run defense was solid in that scrimmage. Our pass defense had a little bit of work to do that we've seen on film, as well as offensively. Our guys, you know, we're drive blocking, but we saw on film how we need to sustain blocks a little bit better to open up the run game that will open up the passing game. So it was nice to have that scrimmage and kind of open up some things and see what we need to improve on.
Numbers are low for you guys this year. You know, I think you're right around 15, you know, players right there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's right around there. So how were the boys condition-wise, you know, with a lot of kids having to go both ways that you saw on Friday?
Yeah, we're sitting at 16 guys right now with one injury, so, you know, 15 guys kind of eligible for week one, which is kind of the norm for our guys, and we have, it helps that we have a lot of experience that, you know, guys kind of understand what it takes day in and day out at practice, and if you don't put the work in practice, you know, it's, there's no way you're going to even come close to simulating a Friday night conditioning of eight-man football. So it helps that we have some good leadership. Wade Regaler, Blaine Smith, and Aiden Blackman as seniors are great leaders for us. And we got a pretty good-sized junior class that contributes well with helping the younger guys to learn things and particularly understand what it takes conditioning-wise. So, you know, the low numbers are kind of common, but it's just a matter of getting the guys in shape. And, you know, they have to understand what it takes each day.
Excuse me. You know, you mentioned the low numbers for you guys, but a bunch of kids that played last year for you coming back and going to be a really good staples on the offensive, defensive side of the football for you guys. Talk about Blaine Smith in the passing game, you know, Wyatt and Wade Regaler, both Regaler boys, you know, going to be able to run the football and catch the football as well. Jonathan Rizelman on the outside. You know, you got Tyson Von Glahn, that the Aylers kid back up on the line as well. So a very good group of kids coming back for you guys this year.
Yeah, we got, like we both mentioned, kind of our junior classes is a big key to our football team. You know, there's six of them there that will all contribute, and they've all have experience playing varsity level the last 2 years. You know, Devin Ehlers, Tyson Von Glahn, those are a couple guys on our offensive line of scrimmage, that a couple captain of ours that, you know, that will be big contributors as far as leadership goes. You know, Joey Jackson returning along with Weston Toft. Weston Toft contributed a lot for us offensively and defensively, plays both sides of the ball for us. You know, he did last year and he will this year as well. You know, and then Wyatt Regaler, he's kind of our horse offensively. He was pretty high up in eight-man and all-purpose yards last year, and we rely on him for a lot of things. And that was, you know, that was tough for a sophomore last year, and it helps that he has that experience as a junior now this year. And Jonathan Rieselman, as you touched on, Johnny's a great leader for us. Does a great job in practice of getting the guys going, setting an example, and we look forward to seeing him continue to stride, particularly defensively at the defensive back spot. He's come a long ways since his freshman year, so we look forward to you know, what all them guys have to bring to the table.
You know, I would imagine that with a bunch of kids coming back in another year for you as head coach, that, you know, when you got into the first couple weeks of the season practice-wise, that install stuff offensively was really easy to get down for the guys. You didn't really have to, you know, teach much, you know, with all that stuff. So any new wrinkles that we could see coming up Friday night against Exira EHK that you really kind of worked on with the experienced group of kids coming back?
Yeah, you know, a lot of our basic stuff, you know, if it works, you're going to continue to do it. You know, you learn and you evaluate as a coach. You watch film from last year on games, and you kind of evaluate some things with the pieces you have and this kind of the speed that we have. We'll continue to try to set the tone running the ball offensively and kind of try to get the edge. But, we're definitely able to, you know, we kind of have the smarts, so to say, to kind of tweak some things offensively and defensively, throw in a couple different packages on both sides of the football. You know, our guys are very tentative listening in practice, and it makes things really easy to kind of add on to what our staples are and kind of change some things along the way.
We'll take a look at Exira coming up here on Friday for you guys. You beat them last year, but a really close game, you know, at your home place last year. You flip that over, you're going to be down there, you know, playing them at their home place. What do you expect to see from that Spartan team offensively?
Yeah, we were up big last year, and then they completely got the momentum and came back, and really we didn't deserve to win that football game in the second half. They completely spreaded the ball out and ran hard, right through our throats. They ran the football. The quarterback ran hard. The Kilworth kid is gone at quarterback, but I believe he's got a younger brother who's going to play quarterback this year. And according to film from their first scrimmage, he runs hard. He's just like his older brother. They do a lot of traps, a lot of spreading out with the Brabham kid. And then they got a Hanson kid that returns. He was middle linebacker last year. He's a great running back for them, good sized kid who hits hard. So they got some guys returning. They're going to spread the ball out offensively and try to run it on you. They'll pound, and then they'll switch to a passing game at short notice. Defensively, they run a good cover two where their linebacking core does a nice job of reading quarterback's eyes. They'll blitz a guy every once in a while and kind of play a zone like what we play at times. So they lost a couple key pieces, but they got a lot of guys returning. They got a good junior class, and we look forward to the challenge.
Offensively for you guys, where are some holes in their defense that you're really going to try to exploit in that game coming up on Friday?
We'll kind of see how they adjust to our formations as far as how much they're going to shift their defense on some of our trips and our four wide and some of our offset formations. We'd like to establish on the ground just like any other week of last year, any other game. We want to try to establish on the ground to open up the passing game for Blaine Smith and our receivers. They've done a great job of watching film and understanding what it takes to run routes against the zone, against the cover two zone, kind of what they play with the three linebacker position. But our guys have really done a good job in practice this week of seeing matchups and seeing what it's going to take at certain spots for routes and what combinations up front we can run against.
Austin, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up against Exira on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot, Casey.